So I'm here with Raj Singh from Skyfire, all the way from America. Why are you here, Raj?
Here to tell you about the Skyfire 1.0 release.
Which is available today?
Yes. You can download that from our site directly by going to get.skyfire.com.
Okay, in 30 seconds, how would you describe Skyfire?
Skyfire is about bringing the PC web to your device. Unlike any other browser, we support full flash, QuickTime, Real Media, Windows Media Format. All the plugins work. Just like your PC browser. In addition, it's a very fast experience. We typically load pages in under 5 seconds, as well as a very social browsing experience. You can always feel connected to your Twitter, your RSS, etc., through the browser.
If Skyfire is free, though, which I gather it is free, how do you make your money?
There's numerous business models with browsers. We primarily generate revenue through search. We have a relationship with Google, and they power the search results within our browser. The browser is available for free.
Okay. Are there any plans to make it commercial at any stage or have a pro version?
We are exploring other commercial, other ways to generate revenue with the browser. But to date, the primary revenue stream is search.
Okay. And which mobile platforms is it currently available for?
We're available on Windows Mobile and Series 60, and we also just announced our BlackBerry Alpha. And so we're getting some great feedback there.
Any plans for an iPhone version for the Apple world?
Yeah, so the Apple SDK prohibits setting any other browser or installing any other browser on the device. So unfortunately, no iPhone version yet, but if Apple calls, we'll be there.
Okay. What was the genesis of Skyfire, given the existence of many other mobile browsers, including one of my favorites, Opera Mini? I guess Skyfire should be my new favorite, but what was the genesis of Skyfire?
So, you know, we surveyed the browser landscape when we started Skyfire, and really, couple key issues. You're just not getting the PC web on your mobile device today. You can go to CNN, you can go to YouTube, the video doesn't work, it's taking 20 seconds to load, you're getting JavaScript errors, the Silverlight doesn't work. Skyfire is all about bringing that PC web down to the phone, so everything works just like your PC. You can go to any site, no click fear, and that's really shown in our browsing usage. 70-80% of our browsing tends to be long tail, which is very different to traditional browsers.
So Skyfire, as I understand it, it takes big web pages, big multimedia embeddings, and reduces it all and crunches it all together and sends it down as a compressed stream to the client.
Correct.
I'm Opera Mini, obviously, have had to face the same problem. They have huge servers. How are Skyfire going to hit a problem, and what happens when it becomes very popular?
So as part of our beta, you know, we're also announcing that we've just crossed 1 million activations.
Okay.
So we're a very big beta
already.
And I guess, you know, I guess now we're 1.0. But you know, over the last year, we've been really refining how well we scale, our scalability. A lot of the company's IP is around scalability. The two co-founders, they come from a networking sort of background, so we have a lot of technology there to make sure that we can scale Skyfire across a lot of users. In addition to that, you know, just going to a usage statistic, which is pretty amazing, a third of our users are using the browser 3 times a day. So we're definitely doing, you know, extremely high volume, high amount of browsing. We're seeing session times, page views that are well above sort of industry smartphone average. Going back to your Opera Mini example, you know, we compress the page quite a bit, and that's what contributes really to the speed of Skyfire, and that's why we can load pages in less than 5 seconds. Over the past year, we've seen an average of 70 to 75% data compression, so it's been very, very healthy.
Okay, I guess if people are using it 3 times a day, then that's because it's their main browser.
That's correct, yeah. So through the browser, you can set Skyfire as the default browser. We're seeing a lot of people do that. 30% of session time, people are spending consuming video content, 30% at social networks. But you know, most interesting to me, again, is the fact that 70 to 80% of the traffic is really going to long tail. So traditional mobile browsers, you're seeing more of a 50-50 split between top 100 sites and long tail. With our browser, we eliminate what we internally call the click fear. Yeah. People aren't scared to click. They're going wherever they want because they know everything works.
Talking of everything working, what about truly interactive sites like online banking? Things involving cookies and JavaScript. What's Ajax? What's the compatibility there?
Totally compatible. Actually, it's funny you said that. I was literally speaking with one of the major U.S. banks last week. But no, so we're end-to-end secure. It's an SSL connection between the client and our server. We persist that connection. We don't store any personally identifiable data. We don't cache anything when it's a secure connection. You know, we effectively virtualize every user. So from a security standpoint, It's very secure. But, you know, even a harder example, sort of my benchmark for JavaScript is, can you render Google Maps and can you interact with Google Maps? So you can go into Skyfire, you can go to maps.google.com. You can actually go into Terrain View. You can go into Street View. You can actually interact with the map. That in itself is a huge milestone, because even on the iPhone, which has this superb WebKit browser, they're still launching another application to do that.
Have you done any direct comparisons with Opera Mini being your main competitor in terms of which is more frugal on bandwidth?
Yes. So we have done some data compressions comparisons between Opera Mini and Skyfire. You know, I think it's key to note that, you know, Opera Mini strips out all of the plugins. You know, when you go to CNN, you're not seeing the video content. That's all removed. Ajax is turned into a stateless form of Ajax.
Yeah.
You know, so it is definitely a more degraded sort of user experience, in my opinion. But typically, you know, it really varies from site to site. You know, on the average, it's 70-75% compression across all your browsing. That includes video content. You know, in some cases we're doing better than Opera Mini. In some cases we're not doing as good as Opera Mini. But it's definitely on par.
Okay. What about compatibility with S60 5th edition and things like the Nokia 5800?
Coming soon. Coming very, very soon.
Do you have a beta for me today?
Don't have a beta for you today. Beta, sorry. But it's coming soon. It's coming soon.
Okay.
It's definitely, we recognize the 5800 is one of the most popular devices with the N97. I personally have an N97 now as well. It's definitely coming soon.
Okay. Where do you see Skyfire in 2 years' time?
You know, we're all about bringing the PC web down to the phone. If you look at sort of industry trend where things are going, I mean, people are demanding a better browsing experience. It's happening all around you. You know, we want to bring Skyfire to as many users as possible, as many devices as we can. You know, in the ideal world, you know, we're going to make a big stamp and be preloaded on a number of phones. In addition to that, I think it's important to recognize that you know, Skyfire is more than just a browser. It's really a platform for building really cool web applications.
Yeah.
You enable a user with a good browsing solution, they can build applications in Flash and QuickTime and in JavaScript, etc. And I think 2 years from now, you're going to start seeing more of that trend where people are building on top of the browser and building on top of platforms like Skyfire.
Do you see Skyfire eventually being built into any devices in the firmware?
Yes, definitely. There's even some relationships in discussion right now that I can't announce. But fully expect that Skyfire will be preloaded on a number of devices. We actually have existing operator partners as well who are distributing Skyfire through their portals. So we're already getting that sort of validation that users are demanding this. Operators are seeing the value in offering a browser that enables the PC web.
So a lot of Symbian guys certainly would have been using, like me, version 0.9, which is like the beta. What's new functionally for version 1.0?
So a couple things. First, we've dramatically improved startup time. So we listened to our users' feedback. When you launch the browser now, within a couple seconds, you can start browsing. So it's great. We've made a number of optimizations around speed. So it's faster at loading pages. It's generally a faster scrolling experience. You can, you know, hold the down button and scroll all the way to the bottom of the page. You can zoom a lot more quickly. So you double tap now to zoom. We've improved how zoom identifies the part of the region that you like, and then when you double tap, it zooms instantly. So it's not sort of the zoom and then it would focus as it was before. So we made a lot of improvements there. Along the lines of the optimization, we've improved the battery performance. So performance is around there, performance is around the video frame rate, etc. And then lastly, we've introduced more social browsing sort of features. So we've made some enhancements into your always connected type experience, where you're connected via Twitter or Facebook or Dig, where you can comment on different posts now. You can share URLs. We made that more easy, more seamless to do. So we've made sort of enhancing our general social browsing experience.
That's a lot to add in a 0.1 version.
Well, you know, it's going from a beta to 1.0, and again, you know, we're listening to top user feedback, we have a whole laundry list of things we want to do after 1.0, and it's only going to get better.
Okay, and one final question. What is the time scale for the S60 5th edition beta?
We haven't announced any sort of time scale, but it's a top priority.
Thanks very much, Raj.
Thank you.